proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. Recently here at IBJM, we had our annual Holocaust Education Day, where we took time to remember and also to respond to the horrors of the Holocaust, especially from the standpoint as Bible-believing Christians. One of the stories that we shared that day concerned Master Sergeant Roddy Edmonds, who was recently declared by Yad Vashem as one of the righteous among the nations. Today, I'd like to share with you his story. As World War II was coming to a close, the Germans attempted one final stand against the Allied forces. In December of 1944, the Germans tried to split the American and British forces in what was known as Operation Watch on the Rhine. The Americans were surprised as they heard approaching panzer tanks and infantry marching toward them in the Ardennes Forest. This advancement began what is known as the Battle of the Bulge. Eventually, the Americans achieved victory after both sides sustained heavy casualties. Even though the Americans won the battle, the Nazis captured thousands of U.S. soldiers. One of these men was Master Sergeant Roddy Edmonds of the U.S. Army 422nd Infantry Regiment. Edmonds, along with the other men, were sent to Stalag 9A POW camp. Here they spent over 100 days in captivity. Shortly after they arrived at the camp, the Germans called for all Jewish soldiers to identify themselves. This was an attempt to divide the band of brothers. As most of the Nazi death camps were not fully operational at this time, Jewish American POWs were often sent to slave labor camps where chances of survival were low. One of the ways Jewish soldiers were identified was by their dog tags. Religious affiliation was imprinted on the tags, such as P for Protestant, C for Catholic, and H for Hebrew or Jewish. As word spread concerning the Nazi treatment of Jewish prisoners, many soldiers tried to destroy their dog tags or any similar identification. Now let's look at a call for action and how that involves Sergeant Roddy Edmonds. The call for all Jews to step forward required wisdom and bravery on the part of Edmonds. This part of the story is when Edmonds truly became a leader among men. As the highest-ranking non-commissioned officer, Edmonds ordered his men, approximately 1,000, to all come forward telling the Germans, "We are all Jews here." The Nazi commanding officer said, "They cannot all be Jews." With a pistol pointed at his head, Edmonds was quoted, "If you're going to shoot, you are going to have to shoot all of us because we know who you are and you'll be tried for war crimes when we win this war." And with that said, the Nazi officer put away his gun. Now, Edmonds defied the enemy, risking his own life and consequently saving the lives of over 200 Jewish soldiers. Roddy Edmonds, a native of Knoxville, Tennessee, passed away in 1985. And his son, Chris Edmonds, who is actually a Baptist pastor, presented his story to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. Now, Master Sergeant Roddy Edmonds is the fifth American and the first American soldier recognized as righteous among the nations by Yad Vashem in 2015. In addition, he has also been recommended for the Congressional Medal of Honor. According to Edmonds' family, Roddy Edmonds acted according to his faith in God. Even as he and his men were in a cattle car on their way to the POW camp as bombs were going around them, he was quoted saying, "Boys, if you have ever prayed, you need to pray now. Our God is a great God, and He can save us. Pray now." He heroically stood fast in the face of anti-Semitism at the risk of his own life. This was not an easy choice, but I believe it was the right choice. It's a choice that we must face as well when evil arises. There's a famous Talmudic saying that reflects the precious work of the righteous Gentiles that goes like this: "He who saves a single life saves the entire world." May we have the same saying as Roddy Edmonds in saying that we are all Jews. Now, Edmonds, as well as these others that I've mentioned, are simply a handful of many who put their lives on the line to rescue Jewish people in times of distress during World War II. As many stood up for righteousness in the face of evil, even so we are called upon to stand up for truth and those in peril. Jesus recognizes those who minister to others in need during their time of difficulty, according to Matthew chapter 25. And when you minister to those in need, you are ministering to Jesus. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.